Welcome to the Basic Money Matters Show, where we will discuss tools and tips to help you manage your money. Are you ready to get your finances in order? Well, here's your host, Annette Sullivan, certified public accountant and owner of Temple Management Consulting, to show us how.
So we've been talking about starting a business. Those of you who are in the process of starting a business, those of you who may be thinking about starting a business, you are still employed, you're thinking of leaving your employer to launch out. This is something that you've considered for a very long time. You've done some amount of planning. And so we've brought several episodes to you in relation to this topic. Last week, we described several funding options, ways that you can fund your business. And prior to that, we spent several episodes on the different options for your business entity. In many cases, people who start businesses who have been working for an employer for a while have a 401k or a 403b if you're with a nonprofit organization, or a 457 plan. Regardless of the type of plan that it is, any type of employer-sponsored retirement plan is a good thing. And it is even a greater thing that you have been contributing to it and that you have saved up some amount of money for retirement. And that is exactly what it's for. It's for retirement. But we all know that things happen in our lives, and sometimes we are in a situation where we must use funds that we didn't intend to use because it's an emergency situation and you have no other choice. So what are we talking about in this episode? What we really want to focus on is what you should be doing or consider doing, or what your options are when you are about to start a business and you are leaving a job at some point to do that. Now, you may stay on your job while you start that business. That is a wonderful option. It provides you some amount of security and backup for your personal finances and for the operations of your business in the early years. However, regardless of whether you're going to stay, start your business while you're still employed, or just walk out the door and just start afresh anew without still working for someone. Regardless, you have a 401k or a 403b, and you have to make some decisions around that. Those are your funds, and it's important that you know what some of your options are. You may very well be in a situation where you will need to potentially use or borrow some of those funds for your business. So speaking of borrowing, let's just jump right in. What are your options with these funds? So if you think you want to borrow some of your 401k or 403b funds to help fund your business, you can't leave your job. So an employer-sponsored 401k plan typically does not allow former employees to borrow from that plan. So let's say you left your job and you decided to keep your 401k plan there. Now you're no longer employed. Now the option for you to borrow from that plan is no longer an option. Why does it go away? Well, if you were working for the organization, there is little risk that for the company when you borrow that money. Why? because they can deduct the loan payments that you should be making will be deducted from your paycheck. And so they know you're getting a paycheck and you have no choice but to have your loan payments coming out of your paycheck. So there's very little risk in terms of you repaying those funds. Now that you are no longer employed with that organization, the risk level has dramatically increased for the employer. And so that is usually the reason why former employees who still have their 401ks with the organization are not allowed to borrow. So if you are starting a business and your 401k is considered one of the resources that you have available and would like to utilize to help fund your business in some shape, form, or fashion, and your option or your desire is to borrow, then you must stay. And maybe you can start the business, and after 6 months or a year, while you're still working in the business now, you've grown and you've started, you've got a customer base, you've borrowed the funds, you have repaid the funds, and then you can potentially leave. So that's your only option if you want to borrow funds from your 401k to use for your business, and that is to stay there until you have borrowed and you're in a position then where you can repay those funds and then leave. Because if you still owe on the borrowed funds as you have tendered your resignation, you will be asked to repay those funds. So let's move on to your next option. So let's say staying is not an option. You are ready to leave, resign, go and start your business. So what are your options for your retirement funds there? You can leave them there. You do not have to take your 401k or remove your 401k immediately unless the balance is fairly small. Most employers have a threshold of some amount. So for example, they may say, if your balance is less than $1,000, then you do not have the option of remaining in that company's 401k plan. They will cut you a check for your balance, less taxes, required amounts that need to be withheld, or any penalties for early withdrawal. So the bottom line is you have an option to leave your 401k with your employers, leave that plan intact, and still leave that job. Now, typically, they will allow you to leave those funds there if they're over some amount. So, for example, it could be $5,000. You may be eligible to leave the plan and continue to manage it as a former employee. So why might you consider this option? Why would you leave your 403b or your 401k plan alone and leave your employer? Well, typically a 401k plan would have lower administrative fees than an outside or separate IRA plan at a financial institution. Both, you either have an IRA or a 401k. Regardless of the plan, they all have fees. There are fees for transactions, there are administrative fees, and all types of plan fees. But typically, the employer-sponsored 401k administrative fees and some of the other fees are less than your independent IRA. So that may be a reason that you may want to leave the plan there. Typically, with a 401k plan, your investment options are limited. They're not nearly as robust and varied as an IRA, but that may not be a concern of yours. If you like the investment options that you're in, and you like not having a lot of options, then it may work for you. And you may decide, hey, this is just fine. I'm going to leave this plan here. Another benefit or reason to consider leaving your 401k or 403b plan intact with your at your employer when you leave your job is that funds in a 401k have greater protection from creditors than an IRA does, both inside and outside of bankruptcy. So basically, except for a few situations like child support and a few other situations, typically creditors cannot touch your employer-sponsored 401k and 403b plans. However, your IRA plan at a financial institution does not have that type of protection. So that is a huge benefit and something to consider as well. So those are generally some of the reasons, a few of the reasons that you may consider leaving your 401k intact, leaving your job, and then still managing your 401k there. You don't have to be an employee. You just basically log into your plan. You have the option of moving your investment elections around like you did when you were an employee. So those things are still available to you. So that is an option. You do need to know that you do not have to take a distribution if your plan is over a certain amount, and that varies from employer to employer. And it also varies whether or not they allow you to leave it, but most employers do. So your second option is to take the funds, meaning to get a distribution. So if you have $50,000 balance in your 401k plan, and you decide that I really would like to use some of those funds for my business, or I'd like to use some of those funds for some other things, it is your option to take a distribution of those funds. However, this is your least favorable option. It is not recommended that you do so. Why? Because there are huge tax and penalties for doing so. Anytime you take a distribution of your 401k or IRA for that matter, before a certain age, so if you are not 59 and a half, and you simply are working for your employer and you take a distribution, then you will have to pay taxes on those dollars at your tax rate. In addition, the taxes will apply regardless of your age, but also because you are taking a distribution prior to the age of 59 and a half, then you will have, on top of your tax obligation, you'll have a 10% early withdrawal penalty. So that's a heavy price to pay. So if we put that in dollars, so let's say you have a $50,000 401k balance and you decide that you want to take those funds with you. You're not going to roll them over to another IRA. And so you decide you're going to take those funds with you. Please know that the company will not be writing you a check for $50,000. They are required to hold back or withhold 20% tax withholding. They don't know what your rate is, but they will have to withhold 20%, okay, to as a part of your tax payment. So 20% of $50,000 is $10,000. And so you will get either $40,000 approximately. In some instances, they may have to withhold, hold back the 10% penalty as well. So just know that if you take a distribution, the amount of the check that you will get from your employer will be less than the balance of your 401k account. So there is a caveat, and it's a good caveat, and it's called the Rule of 55. This is the one exception to the 10% penalty. If you leave, your employer for whatever reason, you resign, you're terminated, doesn't matter the reason, you will be exempted from this 10% penalty if you leave your job in the calendar year that you turn 55 or older. So let's say this year in 2020, and this is December, so there's only a few more weeks left. So let's say that you said you're going to leave your job in 2 weeks. And you are 55 years old already. So therefore, the 10% penalty, you are exempt from that 10% penalty because it's no longer considered an early withdrawal. Why? Because it's an employer-sponsored plan and you are leaving, or so to speak, at the age of 55, which is the age that will allow you to be exempt from the 10% penalty in an employer-sponsored plan. Now, this 55 does not apply to an IRA that you would potentially have at a financial institution. Any other type of retirement plan, IRA or what have you, that is not an employer-sponsored plan, you would have to be 59 and a half to be able to not have that 10% penalty. So that is a really, really good thing to keep in mind. So if you happen to be 55 and older, and you are thinking of leaving your job and need to take a distribution, do know that you would just only be subject to taxes on that distribution and not the 10% penalty because of the Rule of 55. So that's a very, very, very good thing. So now let's move to if you do take that distribution, and you're not sure what you're going to do with those funds. You're not sure if you want to open an IRA right away. You're not sure how much you'll need for your business. You're just not sure. Well, you have 60 days to decide in terms of saving money and on taxes. So what do I mean by that? If you take a distribution, you can still not be taxed on that distribution if you roll those funds over to another IRA within 60 days. Okay? So you would have to open an IRA at a financial institution and deposit those funds into that account to avoid the taxes and the penalty if you haven't met that threshold, age threshold. So the good thing is, so let's say you decided to take the distribution, and in your mind, you will open the IRA account and roll those funds over in 60 days. But in the meantime, guess what? You have use of your funds. So in all actuality, you may be still be able to use those funds to help start your business within that 60 days. In that 60-day period, you could use those funds for whatever you'd like, as long as you replace it and still open that IRA account and get those funds deposited there into your new IRA account. So that's once again an opportunity for some short-term loan or funding of your new business. So let's say you decide, I don't want a distribution. And by the way, when you take a distribution and open an IRA and fund that IRA with that distribution yourself, that is considered an indirect rollover. It's considered an indirect rollover. So your third option, so we talked about leaving the funds with your employer and some reasons you would consider doing that, the rule of 55. And then we talked about you may be in a position where you just absolutely have to take the distribution. And you may be in a position where you just have to use those funds. You just need to know that there's heavy, heavy, heavy tax penalties, taxes and penalties as a result of that, if you have not met the age requirements. And finally, with the distribution option, obviously, there was a reason for it. There's a reason for it being a 401k. It's a retirement plan that pretty much wipes out, if you use those funds, your retirement funds, and you'll have to start all over again. So just make sure you're thinking about those things if you decide to take a distribution and you absolutely have no choice and have to take the distribution. Just make sure that you are aware of all of the implications of doing so. So you say, well, I don't want to take a distribution and I don't want to leave it with my, employer, my former employer. So I am going to want to, you're going to want to then, your only other option would be to roll it over to an IRA. So we talk about an IRA. An IRA is a retirement plan. It's the same thing as the 401k. Big difference is that it is not an employer sponsored. It is a retirement plan that any financial institution will have available for you. You go to your bank, your credit union, brokerage, financial institutions, all of these organizations have IRA accounts that you can open. So this is called a direct rollover IRA. You're going to roll over your 401k to an IRA. So how do you do that? You're going to first review your employer sponsor plan distribution form. Okay, they all have some type of form with instructions on what you need to do to complete a direct rollover to an IRA. Okay, so you can, as I mentioned, you can use an existing IRA account that you may already have, or set up a new IRA account at the financial institution of your choice, and that will be accepting this rollover. You'll need to provide your IRA account number and other information to your plan administrator where you were working. Provide them with all the information that they need, and your employer, your plan administrator, will either transfer your funds directly to your IRA electronically via check or whatever way they may do it, but they will deposit it into the account that you have provided to them, the IRA account that you've provided to. So it goes directly from your employer straight to your IRA account at the other institution. And as always, you can always contact your new financial institution for assistance. And most of them have what we call rollover specialists who can help guide you through the process. Okay, so we talked a little bit earlier about the indirect rollover where you have 60 days. In this situation, the distribution or the funds are sent to you. They will issue a check in your name or make a wire transfer to your bank account. So you will get those funds. Okay. Now, if you know that you're going to roll over those funds yourself to your new IRA account, keeping in mind that you have 60 days to roll over all or part of the funds by the 60th day after you received the distribution from your old employer plan. So the main thing is to know that there are two ways that you can roll over your funds to a new IRA. You can roll them over directly without you ever touching those funds, which will, of course, will not allow you to use any of that for your business. But the indirect rollover will allow you to use some of those funds for your business. If you're intending to roll all of those funds over, then you could just use some of those funds on a short-term basis within that 60 days, put it back, and then get it into that IRA account. But you may decide that you want to pull some of those funds out, keep $5,000, keep $10,000, or whatever amount, and then roll the rest over to your IRA. Please know that the amount that you keep is still subject to taxes and penalties if you are less than the age requirements that we talked about earlier. So we just really wanted to spend some time on this subject because many people have these 403Bs, 457 plans, 401Ks, and many of you are planning to finally, start that business. Move forward in the next chapter of your life. We want you to be armed with the information that you need as it pertains to your retirement funds that you have worked so hard to build up where you were working. And we want you to be able to not throw any money out the door. None of us have money to waste. A 10% penalty is money out the door. Okay, now we all have to pay taxes. We're going to have to pay taxes on the distribution at some point. even after you're 59 and a half and you retire and you're in retirement and you start getting distributions from your 401k or from your IRA, you will have to pay taxes. However, a penalty can be pretty devastating. 10% on $50,000 is $5,000. That's a lot of money. I believe I said $10,000 before. I'm not sure. However, please know that the financial impact of taking an early distribution is pretty severe. And you want to avoid that at all costs, if possible. But you also know that from our previous episode that there are many different ways that you can fund your business. This is only one way that you may consider. You can get a loan potentially on your own from a financial institution to do that. And so review that episode, other options to fund your business. But this is not just about funding your business. This is about just strictly what are your options for your 401k when you're about to leave and start your business. I hope that you have learned something from this episode, that this was helpful to you, and appreciate your taking the time to tune in to Basic Money Matters, where we take the complicated financial parts of your life and your business and make it easy for you to understand.
Thanks so much for joining us tonight for the Basic Money Matters Show. Please visit our website at templemanagementconsulting.com. Be sure to tune in right here on Thursdays for the next episode of Basic Money Matters. Good night.